You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'm Sam Keir, host of Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. For the past 12 months, I've been talking to T20 star David Visa, getting his take from behind the scenes at the IPL, the 100, and the rest of the world's biggest leagues.
That's the Don't Nearly View system, the oldest. There's no ways in my mind that was up.
These guys don't know how to win at this stage.
He had his driver pick him up in his Bentley.
People start chanting your name. You kind of have to pinch yourself.
Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sport Social.
It is the pink. After Liverpool women have got themselves an excellent 2-0 victory against West Ham United, I'm joined by Philippa Smallwood, Andy Bell and Michael Manning. Maybe some John Gibbons as well as it wears on. We'll see how he's doing. But let's start off and let's just accentuate the massive positive. Andy Bell, it's a phenomenal first half from Liverpool women. They outclass West Ham in every department, in and out of possession. They are the absolute business.
Yeah, they absolutely smothered them the entirety of the first half. It was a real, real sort of dominant display, and one of those where you just look at it and think, we're definitely going to be okay this season. We're definitely not certainly not the worst team in the division, not amongst the worst teams in the division either. We just looked a class above West Ham today. We looked a class above them in pre-season as well. And it just goes to show that, you know, even though the points on the board haven't been great so far, we are starting to pick them up now. And we are looking like, you know, other teams who've had slightly easier runs than us. It's all starting to even out. And it's coming up to the point where everyone's played each other once. And I think you're going to see more of an accurate reading of the league table, because I think this Liverpool team can compete with pretty much any team in this league on their day, and they show it today with that performance.
When I say in and out of possession, Philippa, one of the things I'm talking about is the shape. The shape was absolutely perfect. Stengel a little bit deeper, Van der Sanden pushed on with Lawley, and West Ham for long periods, they just could not get out. Liverpool smothered them. They're actually two scrappy goals. If people watch them on the highlights, they might think, well, that's nothing special, but it was the product of so much Liverpool pressure. I loved the goals because of that. It was like, this was the plan work, and it was what it was meant to look like. They were great.
Yeah, I mean, I think the early goal really helps us as well. It, you know, it puts you that, kind of gives you that foothold in the game.
Yeah.
And I think I think in a lot of games we've kind of needed that. You can see that the players, you know, just gain confidence from being able to get that early goal and like really impose themselves on West Ham. And to be honest, that first half, West Ham, they just didn't have a sniff, did they?
No.
You couldn't. I mean, I'd be surprised if on the statistics it says anything at all about West Ham having any sort of possession, either in our half or certainly within our box. And it was just a really, really impressive performance from Liverpool. I think it was, you know, by far the best 45 minutes we've seen this season. I think, you know, if we'd have carried that on a little bit into the second half as well, that would have been brilliant. But we did what we needed to in the second half, and, you know, to come up against these sorts of sides and to show that not only can we compete, but actually that in some cases we are actually better than them.
We can dominate.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we do here.
Yeah, it's not just a case of, you know, both teams are in the game and, you know, we've just managed to get the goals and they haven't. We literally had every single kick of that half that was anything sort of positive at all. You couldn't see how West Ham were going to actually get a foothold in the game. They managed to do it a little bit in the second half, but I think that was more down to us kind of allowing them to do that in a way, which can sometimes happen when, you know, you've kind of dominated a game like that and you're kind of only two goals up. You know, we probably should have been more, I think, in that first half. And then you're going into the second half and their confidence is completely shattered.
It's one where I'll stick with you on it, Philippa. It's one where you get to see the work that's done in the week, I think. You know, there's some performances where you get to see two sides and you get to see that one is far and away obviously better, you know, and I think that's maybe going to happen to Liverpool women a couple more times this season. It's maybe happened, you know, the Arsenal game, while they equipped themselves ever so well, you can just see that Arsenal women are better. I think what you get to see here is that Liverpool have had a great week. They've had a great week where they've had a plan. They've known how they're going to win this game. They know what the 11 is. That 11 has worked together really, really well. And they've put together what they've done in the week in practice. And that's brilliant to see.
Yeah, I think they also benefited from having a full week together. Because before that, you know, we'd have the international break. And then we had two away games, like back-to-back. One at the weekend and then one in the midweek. And they were long trips as well.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's not like, you know, in the men's game where they travel by plane or whatever and it's quick trips. They're literally on a coach. I think they've racked up over 20 hours on a coach that week. and I don't care what anybody says, it takes it out of your legs.
Of course it does.
So for us to have like the full week to work on what we wanted to do in this game, I think really helped us. But for them to then obviously put into the game what they've practiced all week, you know, that's the first time this season where I thought there's no chance we're getting relegated. And I think for fans, that is a real confidence boost, as well as for the players, because I think they'll be coming away from here and going, we're going to be all right here.
Michael, for me, the two scorers are the two most unbelievably industrious players over the course of the 90 minutes. And again, the scrappiness of the goal, therefore, sort of suits. Both Kerry Holland and Katie Stengel work and work and work, put their bodies on the line consistently. Start off with Holland. I thought she was absolutely brilliant.
For player of the match, you need a separate award, because every week it's Kerry Holland. Like she's going to it every time, because she's just phenomenal. She's keeping everything ticking in the midfield. She's industrious. She's powerful. She's like possessive on the ball. She's creative today. Even for the goal, it's pure commitment. Like, yeah. She's bursting through the two players. She forces the mistake, and for them to lose their mind a little bit around the penalty area, and then powers it home.
And then it's a great finish. It's the inside of the post.
Yeah, I wasn't too sure what had happened. I thought it went behind the goal for a second, but it was a powerful finish. And then Stengel, like, you just run out of superlatives, don't you, for her? She's just phenomenal. Like, we were laughing at half time about, like, you almost ping the ball into her any angle, and she's bringing it down. She's controlling it and laying it off and keeping everything ticking. It's just phenomenal. And then in front of goal, is it seven for this season?
She's third top scorer in the league now.
Third top scorer.
Scored more goals than him, like Stenius, Mead, all these players are scoring more goals than, less minutes as well, and in a significantly weaker team. You know, she's doing a really, really solid job for herself.
And were we picturing that last season when we signed her, the a year ago essentially? We weren't seeing that, were we? But it's just been phenomenal, the impact she had in the Championship team, getting eight, I think she finished on then, and then seven already. It's, yeah, some season from Stengel.
Stengel will come on to in a second. I want to talk again about Holland, because I felt she was Andy the game's defining performer. I felt she was the game's class act. I think you often think about this Liverpool women's side in terms of who could play for a top four side, top five side, and I think the extent to which she is just the answer is, it's important to emphasise, really. It's important to emphasise how lucky we are to have her, that she's been here for a while now, yeah, as well. You know, it's been 2 years of Kerry Holland, which in the women's game is quite a long time to have her. I think she's growing every week as well. I think she's getting better and better. Today was another tremendous performance in what's been a hell of a season.
And she's only going to keep getting better, because she's still in her early 20s, isn't she? So she's still young. She's still, like, you know, 4 or 5 years away from your average player's peak. So, you know, it's just so exciting to see what she can blossom into. Hopefully it will be for us as well. And, you know, today, I mean, last season, you know, she was very much the one who you could play Furness alongside her, you could play Kearns alongside her. You knew that Holland was going to sit, cover the ground, and give those two or three, whoever it is, a little bit more license. Whereas a couple of times this season, you've actually seen him put somebody like Jazz Matthews in there.
Yeah.
That's Holland that has the license to get forward. And on the ball, I think she's massively improved this season. You know, she's, like, we all remember that Arsenal game where she flexed over the player's head. She's almost taking the piss at times. It's so, so good. And, you know, I think on the ball, you mentioned the creativity. It was, it was really, really good to see. And she just covers so much ground. She tackles in. Her commitment's great to see. And, in terms of,
man,
a player of the match every week. And
You're just reassured every time you see him on the team sheet. Yeah. Like, how we all felt a few weeks back when that injury came through, and you weren't too sure how long it would be. The little panic crept in, but just seeing her out there today is phenomenal.
She's got that hat trick today as well. She's got a couple of shots, you know.
Yeah.
It always seems to fall to her. It's the second phase of the quarters or the set pieces. Always seems to fall to her. And she got a couple of decent volleys in, just some decent blocks. But yeah, it's a great finish for the first one. And, you know, she probably, if you could slightly or suggest a slight improvement to her game, could she get some more numbers? She is obviously getting into positions closer to the goal now, and I'm sure the numbers will come with that. But yeah, it's interesting how it's gone from she's the one that's holding to actually, no, she's the one that's going to dictate this midfield, and we're gonna build the midfield and the team around her, really.
And I think there's definitely an element to that. The other thing is, you know, Stengel, as I say, she gets the goal right the way through, up until surging forward, sprints in the 90th minute, 91st minute, 96th minute, where she's pinning defenders back. it's relentless centre forward play. And today it's not striker play at all. Mm-hmm. You know, she's almost at times at the tip of a diamond more than anything else, Andy. And she's shifting from at times having to be the tip of the attack back to the tip of a midfield diamond, flitting between the two. It was a brilliant centre forward performance from Stengel, not least because it gets crowned by the goal. Yep. And the goal becomes defining, because I was sort of watching it, and even when West Ham put a bit of pressure on second half, I was thinking, I don't know what a West Ham goal looks like here. I don't know how they think they're scoring. When it was 2, therefore, I felt we were comfortable, and it's Stengel's goal that makes it 2.
Yeah, and she's been crucial to us all season. I was very, very worried when Leanne Kiernan went off against Chelsea. Obviously, she's been out and still looks like she's maybe quite a little while away. Yeah. And then obviously, we watched that Sunderland game in the Conte Cup a couple of weeks later, where Stengel hobbled off, and you're thinking, what on earth are we going to do now? And it's only been a couple of times, even in the Conte Cup, where we're rotating players, he still goes with Stengel in most of these games, because there is no other option there right now. There is no, you know, it's Shoehorn and Furness, or it's Shoehorn and sort of Lawley and Furness up front together. They can do a job, it's not what you want to see. And you know, I was a bit nervous today, because he took a couple of tackles, a couple of heavy tackles towards the end. I'm thinking, get her off, we're 2-0, we're looking okay here, we're not looking threatened. But yeah, she's been phenomenal this season. Michael mentions the goals, 7 goals this season, and important goals as well, you know, important goals at important times. A couple of penalties thrown in there, but also, you know, an equaliser against Man City, winner against Chelsea, you know, second goal today, which secures it for us. It's not just that she's scoring sort of the third goal in a 3-0 win, not that we're having loads of them in the WSL this season, but they're important goals. And when you actually look at, if you took her goals away, it'd be interesting to see how many points we would be on. Probably 1 or 2, to be honest.
Yeah, you mentioned the goals are obviously hugely important. I've got John over here, but John, I just can't get over the muscularity of the performance every single time. There's no 50-50 she won't throw herself into. I thought she tactically sat on there holding midfielder so West Ham couldn't play out. She was winning that battle, she was winning a battle somewhere else, she's then winning a battle down the channel. It's just this endless series of battles, and she just wins every single one of them with a touch of class, but simultaneously a touch of strength.
Yeah, she's brilliant for this Liverpool team, and I think with a lot of teams, you know, if you've got a good keeper and a good number 9, then it doesn't quite sort you out, but it defines everything.
It helps matters
and it defines everything in between. And for those, you know, midfielders like today, it's about winning your battles. If you're wide forwards, you've got that focal point, so it's all about sort of getting it into her, you know, playing off her. You know, there's times where, you know, she was playing as a target, you know, and you know, finding people around. There was times where she was an out and out forward. Obviously, she gets a goal. She's massive for this football team. And I mean, like you sort of, you know, hinted at before, Neil, we're lucky to have you, because you look around the other teams, certainly around us, and maybe one of the big differences, they haven't got a Stengel. You know, maybe that is. You know, I'm like you, Neil. I'm watching West Ham today thinking, you know, you look neat and tidy, and it was nice to see Longhair, so I was in it, do you know what I mean? But like, you know, you know, it was a bit like, you know, watching us a couple of years ago, and when you're like, well, where's the goal coming from, really? Where is with us? You know exactly where the goal's coming from. Is that fucking boss American up front?
It can't be overstated, just, and it's a very basic point, but just the extent to which somebody who is that big and that strong and that physical and that much pace and power can help you in a division like this when you're playing the way Liverpool are. You know, the comparison I always make is Lawley to Daniels, where the start of the season, obviously Lawley's been terrific in recently, but at the start of the season Daniel's was more effective just because he's a little bit bigger and a little bit stronger and can win headers and this, that and the other. And you know, our second goal against Reading the other week, it's not even a good crossing position, but you can just float one into the box and you have every chance. It's just got to dominate your opponent and get a header in. You know, it's not that you have to get it in there in this sort of great cross position, brilliant momentum about the move. You can just get in a position where you can float one in and she can get you a goal like that. You know, she obviously contributes massively to defensive set pieces, attacking set pieces. She's always the player where the long throw goes to every time. She's winning the flick-ons, and yeah, that's so important to us.
The other player I think who makes a massive difference and made a difference when she went off is Van der Sanden. Philippa, it's about carrying threat this at times, but also it's doing it sensibly. She's so quick, she's powerful, she's able to pin a player back out of possession, and she's able to flip around and go the other way in possession. I think we really missed her when she went off. I felt it really blunted us. It actually made it harder for us to keep the ball away from our own goal. I think she just adds another dimension to this side. She makes a massive difference.
Yeah, that was by far her best performance, by the way. It's really difficult coming in to WSL when you're not fit, basically. And I think you saw today the benefit of the minutes that she's putting against other sides. Although she didn't play well in those games, it was about getting minutes into her legs so that you can get that sort of performance from her. And I would rather see her on for 60 minutes being effective like she was today, and then you have to try and see out the rest of the game, than seeing her coming on and giving us 30 minutes at the end of games, which is what I was thinking like a couple of weeks ago. She's deceptively quick. I kind of feel like a little bit at the moment that she struggles a little bit to kind of like get going. I don't know if that's maybe a confidence thing with, you know, the injury that she had. But once she gets going, there's not many players can stick with her. But like you said, it's about that threat. And when you've got the likes of Lawley, who, you know, is so direct and you know, she's deceptively quick as well. And then you've got Stengel, who basically just occupies defenders. And it's the biggest compliment I can pay her.
It felt like a times, Philippa, in that first half. And West Ham in the end, they do work it out a little bit. But it felt like not just that the three of them could occupy six, it felt like they could occupy seven. That West Ham could not play out through seven because of those three. And then they've got the other side of that. You've got Matthews and Holland if you do get that further bit. But it genuinely felt like those three could occupy all the back seven of West Ham, which gave everyone else the room to step right up.
Yeah, and to be honest, I think you saw that really well with how effective Hines and Koivisto was today, because I thought that was probably their most influential performance on this side as well, you know, getting up high, which is what we saw last season from the likes of Hines, and we haven't really seen it an awful lot this season. And I've put it down to the fact that, you know, we've been playing better opposition, but I think it does help when you've got another one. Like, we've had Lawley and we've had Stengel, but when you've got that other one there as well, in like your Van der Sanden, it really does help to occupy more players.
The other one is, I think, the massive part of this, Michael, and that's what I think you got there today from Van der Sanden. You saw it, and it wasn't as though, I think we see both Cairns plays really well when she comes on, but it does change the shape, and then it changes again when Yana Daniels comes on, and it looks better then. Again, I think having the three that can occupy matters so much. And when Daniels became the three with 10 to go, it was back to West Ham not being able to cope and couldn't get back out of their own half again, and that was great to see.
Yeah, it's a thing we've probably been most fearful of over the past few months, of when we've lost the likes of Keenan and so, of just losing that extra side, no longer a three-pronged attack. And that's been quite difficult, really, from the start of the season. But today, you looked at the starting lineup, and right away, that's exciting. Like, seeing those three up top is exciting, and they've not had too much time together, have they, really? This is probably the first
home league game, I think I'm right in saying.
Yeah. See them three, and you see it in the numbers, like 24 shots on goal we've had today. 24 shots, sorry, compared to their three. So, like, we completely dominated in terms of that sense. Yeah, possession was fairly similar, but we've had all the attacking ability from them, and it's the genius of like Lawley on one wing, where she can create anything from nothing. She, in that sort of sense, and then the Van der Sanden's ability to just drive with the ball. Never, she's got such a low sort of powerful run that she. Defenders just can't. It's a mad run.
But it's like really strange, isn't it? Like, she almost runs from her abdominal muscles.
It runs into the ground, but it's powerful, and defenders can't deal with it. And she manages to just keep hold of it. And then if you've got a chance of getting the ball in the box, then Stengel's going to do the business. So it's been a fabulous start to the WSL so far. We'll take it
all day, Philip. The other thing you mentioned there, Michael, the three shots that West Ham managed. One was brilliantly blocked by Jalee Flaherty, who I thought defended brilliantly all the way through the game. To be honest with you, I thought she was in that section of the outside performer. I think it's worth saying that whilst Liverpool did cede the initiative for 15 minutes, they had to suffer for 15 minutes. West Ham actually couldn't get that close to the goal. And it's worth pointing that out. You know, it was a tough 15 minutes to watch, but the flip side is they didn't get that close to the goal. But when they did, Jalee Flaherty was there, and I thought she was the game's outstanding defender.
Yeah, definitely. I think when you come to the games, you kind of appreciate her positional sense. So she can always sense where the danger is.
Very much so.
And for me, I actually think she's our best defender across the board. I think she's just got the nous in there. And that's not to be disrespectful of anybody else who we've got.
No.
It's just literally to say that I think that she's just that kind of like step ahead. She can kind of see where the danger is.
The amount of time the ball lands on her head.
Yeah,
like when
yeah.
The cross is coming in, it's, but, oh, she's always there in the right
and
position.
And she's just willing to throw her body on the line. And I think, you know, you can't underestimate how important that is, especially when you're kind of at the low end of the table. You need players who are willing to put the body on the line. And she's willing to do that time and again for us. And I just hope that people can kind of start to appreciate, you know, what she brings to this side.
The players really trust her as well, because there are times where Koivisto, and I'm convinced that this is an actual tactic and she's being told to do this because she's right in front of Matt Beard for half the game anyway, so if she wasn't, he would tell her. But, you know, she bombs forward and she is really the one leading the press a lot of the time on that right-hand side, and that leaves Flaherty very exposed at times. I think you saw that against Arsenal, where I actually thought she did very well. Now, they were targeting her every single time. And they were getting in, but for what she could do, I thought she did really well against in that Arsenal game. But they do trust her one on one, and she's not the defender that's always going to get the tackle in, but she may just sort of force the player out wide or hold them up a little bit, while you get a couple of players back if they're breaking on you. And yet, sometimes you do look at it and you go back to the old Maldini quote about if you have to make a tackle, you've made a mistake. And like against Brighton, she was throwing her body in front of everything. But realistically, at this point, with the defenders we have and the struggles that we've had in the last couple of games, you can't turn your nose up at somebody who's doing that. If you get the blocks in, that will do for me at the moment. And for the age she is, for the fact her legs have maybe gone a little bit, I think she's given a really, really good account of herself. And the other thing is, she's actually really good in the ball as well. Some of those balls just clipped in that Stengel can run onto are really, really good, and they'll really suit Leanne Kiernan as well when she comes back. She was desperate for a goal against her former club as well, wasn't she?
Well, I was just going to point out as well, the goal that was scored, I think it was the second goal against Reading, we don't score that without Julie Flaherty's ball down the line. It's a perfect ball for us to basically run onto, and then Van der Sanden gets the ball across the box. I agree, I think she's her ball playing skills are maybe underrated as well.
Punched pass into whoever it is. And, I noticed that in the very first game she played against Blackburn, was it? In the friendly. First game she played, it's that punch pass into midfield. You trust in you're trusting your midfielders to take the touch and, you know, for their touch to be good enough. So you hammer the ball in, and I think on that right hand side she's certainly doing a lot of thankless work there, and maybe work that won't be on YouTube highlights, but it's certainly very helpful to us, and like God knows where we'd be without her this season. We've conceded a fair few goals in the last couple of games without that.
Last little bit, as we are delighted with everything, is next weekend's game is absolutely enormous, Andy. It is, you know, 3 points from that one, Liverpool will be 11 points clear of Leicester, by virtue of the fact that Leicester would have 0 points and Liverpool would have 11. The idea that a side then in a 22 game season, after, you know, in the last 12 games, would be able to turn that round on Liverpool feels practically impossible. I think we've got to be clear, and I don't mean this to Liverpool, they've gone and scored three against Reading, they scored three against Brighton, didn't win either of those games, but they scored three in both of them, scored two today against West Ham. West Ham, by some metrics, underlying numbers wise, are the poorest side in the league. That's not me to damn Liverpool's performance today, but instead say it could lead to something, because next, the other side that are obviously very much the poorest side in the league are Leicester. Putting these sides to the sword at home is what's going to keep Liverpool up. And next weekend's game against Leicester, it isn't quite season defining from a Liverpool point of view, but what it is it's season liberating. If they can be 11 points clear to Leicester come the turn, which is what it'll effectively be at Christmas, they just put themselves into a great, great position to make sure not just that they stay up, but that they can build from there.
And I'm a lot more confident about that type of game now, because at the start of the season, I mentioned earlier those Chelsea and those Arsenal performances where I thought we were really, really good in both games, even though we were beaten 2-0 by Arsenal, and it could have been 3 or 4 that some of the chances they had in the break. I thought we were really good in those games. And see, if you're ranking the performances of Liverpool this season in the league, you're probably the best performances have come against the best teams. And this Villa at home, where they're sitting off a little bit, trusting themselves on the break, where we don't look as good. And I was a bit worried coming into today, thinking, are we going to be this team who just ups our game against the big teams and doesn't really know how to break down those teams who are going to come to Prenton Park and are going to, you know, be happy?
That's why it
for
matters today, doesn't it? It matters massively,
and it gives me a lot more confidence going into next week now, because those ultimately are the games that keep you up. You can play well against Arsenal as we did and lose 2-0. You can play well against Chelsea or Spurs in the second half as we did and lose. It's the games at home against these teams in and around us that we need to be picking up the points, and that we haven't really been picking up the points so far. So it's good to get that 2-0 win today. And yeah, next week I'm fairly confident we're going to win. Obviously we've got the Conte Cup to look forward to in midweek as well. Now, I don't think, you know, any, I'm surprised if there were any players start the Conte Cup game that or maybe one or two, maybe 45 minutes for Stengel or something like that, just because there's literally nobody else. But you know, that's going to be good for the spirit as well, because those players on the bench, the likes of Humphrey, who's not getting a game at the minute, the likes of Daniels, who's struggling for game time, they need to feel like they're contributing this season in some way, shape or form. And you know, even if they can get to penalties, a point or 2 points could potentially qualify them as the second best team as well.
Well, if they get
2 points, they win it. But even if we get 1 point and lose the shootout, 10 points, and there's one second place team who goes through. Even 9 points, even if we don't get hammered, will have us in with a chance, to be honest. So yeah,
it is all about survival, Michael. That's what it's about, this. But it can become something more, as I say. Leicester so far got beat 8-0 by Chelsea yesterday at home. It's worth pointing out, you know, Liverpool, they're coming to our place. Listen, it'll be a funny game for Leicester, because it's one that they need to win, because if they're going to turn this around, they've got to start winning the places like Liverpool on the one hand. But on the other hand, they're a side that's just got beat 8-0. But it almost doesn't matter. If people can make it down to Prenton Park next week, it will be cold. Yeah. But there's something to get behind in terms of a side to support, a side that scored 8 against the sides that are around it. I think if Liverpool play 75% as well as they played today in that first half, they'll score 2 or 3 goals next week as well. There'll be goals to see next week in Prenton Park. I think there'll be Liverpool goals to see.
Absolutely. So if you like bought your mum or dad, then you're like, pants, socks, gloves, whatever, bring them to Prenton Park next week. Absolutely freezing. So yeah, wrap up warm. Make sure you wrap up warm. But yeah, come down and come see some goals as well, because I think it will be an entertaining game. Should be an open game, really, with, as you say, with Leicester. They probably will try and batten the hatches for the first few minutes, try and settle themselves into it. But Liverpool are unlocking defences at the moment, and it doesn't matter who they are. So get yourself down.
The only shame, and it's a really small shame about today, Philip, is when Liverpool are the better side between 45 and 60, they don't make it 3. Because I think if they make it 3 in that period, they actually go on and score 4 or 5.
Yeah.
And I think there's a chance of that next week, without making that the bar, because the bar next week for me is just win.
Yeah.
But the point being is that this is a side that is able to show real indefatigability against the better sides, but is now showing it's able to break down the poorer sides. And I was worried with the results against Fulham and Brighton. They might be ones that you look back on and think, if you're scoring 3 in these places, you're gonna need to do a bit more. You've got to be picking up all 3 points. I'm not worried now. And I think that next weekend, it could well be party time, last 20 minutes. And I mean that with the greatest of respect to everyone who's involved. If Liverpool do everything they could do, it could well be party time before Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's not forget as well that we did beat Leicester 4-0 in the League Cup as well. You know, that's got to play on Leicester's minds when they come here, that, you know, we outplayed them then. And we made a lot of changes.
Game too, wasn't it?
Yeah. We totally dominated them. So I'm looking forward to hopefully similar next weekend. But I think what this win today does, this 3 points, it makes the points that we got against Brighton and Reading decent points.
The better points now, yeah.
The better points. If you come away from here today and like you come away from the Leicester game having not won those games, you're kind of thinking, you know, we should be winning at least 2 of those, really. So today's, you know, 3 points for me was absolutely huge. But more than 3 points, the performance, I think, just nailed it home for me that we're going to be more than fine this season.
Okay, excellent stuff. John, player of the match, you can get to go first.
I'll go for Ted, because he did 87 minutes, and I was very impressed.
87 minutes, well done, Ted.
I was very impressed by him. I thought if he gets 65, we'll do well here. But he did 87 before making a dart, which is better than a lot of the main stand for the men's game, so fair play. But no, I thought Kenny Holland, you know, I was listening to the show before, and you call this sort of match defining, and I think she's a seasoned defining player for us. I thought there's no coincidence that when she got injured early, I thought that was our dodgiest period. As soon as she come back in, she just makes that midfield work, and she did again today. Obviously opens the scorer, which is nice as well. So I'll go with Kerry Holland.
Philippa?
I'm going to go with Stengel, I think. Just the absolute, you know, work that she put in from the first minute to the 96th minute. You can't kind of put the performance in that we've done today without somebody like Stengel.
I'm going to ask Amy and Lauren, who sat around the table, absolutely working like nothing on earth in a minute for their player of the match, so you can get yourself psyched up and start thinking about it. From Redmen, Michael.
The Kerry Holland player of the match I give to Stengel today, actually. Just phenomenal in front of goal once again.
Excellent stuff, Lauren.
I'm probably going to go Rachel Laws, just because we kept a clean sheet at the end. Some brilliant saves from her. I'll probably go for it.
Okay, Andy and then Amy.
My non-Kerry Holland man of the match is Julie Flaherty. My Kerry Holland man of the match is Kerry Holland.
Excellent stuff.
Player of the match, sorry.
I'm going to go with Nephi for 100 appearances. Aww. And I thought she was really great, headed all the balls and everything today.
Great player of the match, Shelt. Good variation. Ted, excellent throughout the podcast, to be quite honest with you. Absolutely outclassed Andy Belknap for the first time. we'll see you next time. Hopefully we'll see you around Preston Park next week. It's massive. Liverpool beat Leicester. It's 11 points. And a side that loses the first 10 does not overturn an 11-point deficit. We'll see you later. Sports Social Podcast Network.